Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, and I'm Zoya Mateen. Let's have a look at some of the top stories for the day. 2 days after the collapse of the Congress Janata Dal's Secular Alliance government in Karnataka, the Assembly Speaker K.R. Ramesh Kumar on Thursday disqualified 3 rebel Congress MLAs under the anti-defection law in a move that heightened the suspense over the exercise of government formation. Now, addressing a press conference in Bengaluru, Kumar held that the resignation by the 3 MLAs were not voluntary and genuine. As a result, he proceeded to disqualify them under the anti-defection law with immediate effect till the end of the term of the current house in 2023. The speaker made it clear that Ramesh Jarkiholi, Mahesh Kumathalli and R. Shankar, the disqualified MLAs, will be unable to contest or get elected till the end of the term of the present house. This pronouncement made by the speaker as well as the MLA's resignation in a phased manner is being seen as a tough message to other rebels who are still held in a Mumbai hotel and have remained adamant about not taking back their resignations. Moving on, we'll have a look at all the developments from Parliament yesterday and begin with the Right to Information Bill seeking significant changes to the transparency law has passed the Rajya Sabha test despite the opposition's objections, with the government bringing fence sitters on board. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reportedly spoke to Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik for the support of his party, Biju Janata Dal. A motion by the opposition to send the amendment to a select committee for greater scrutiny was negated by 117 members voting against it, opposed to 75 voting in its favour. Now, the Congress, following a ruckus in the House after voting on whether to send the amendment to a select committee, walked out of the Rajya Sabha. The proposed law was then passed through voice note. The changes in the RTI will allow the government to decide the tenure, salary, allowances and other terms of services of the information commissioners at the centre and states. Opposition parties, which have termed the amendment the RTI Elimination Bill, argue that authorizing the government to take a call on the employment and pay of RTI authorities will take away their independence. Now, another very contentious bill that would criminalize instant triple talaq was passed by the Lok Sabha yesterday after a day-long heated battle that also witnessed a walkout by BJP ally Nitish Kumar's Janata Dal United. The JDU, which has maintained it was against the bill throughout, said yesterday that such a law would create a lack of trust in the society. Meanwhile, 2 other opposition parties, the Congress and the TMC, walked out after the vote. The bill was passed by a division of 302 votes in favour and 78 against. However, the bill now faces the tough Rajya Sabha test, and most of the fence sitters who sided with the government yesterday in the Rajya Sabha over amendments to the landmark Right to Information Act have said that they oppose the bill on triple talaq. This new law of triple talaq provides for a jail term for Muslim men who can get an instant divorce by uttering talaq thrice, which the opposition say is unacceptable, and want the bill to be referred to a select parliamentary committee for further scrutiny. The government, on the other hand, contends that the bill is vital for promoting gender equity. Central ministers have gone public saying that it is tied to the Prime Minister's new motto. Central ministers have gone as far as saying that it is tied to the Prime Minister's new motto of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas. Now, more chaos came through Azam Khan, the Samajwadi Party lawmaker who's notorious for running his mouth, who on Thursday struck Parliament with a sexist comment which was directed at the chair during a debate on the government's bill to ban the instant triple talaq. The Lok Sabha erupted with demands for Azam Khan's apology, even as Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav stood up to defend him. BJP parliamentarian Ramadevi, the officiating speaker, was offended at Khan's comments to her and said that this is no way to speak to a woman, and further demanded apology. However, Azam Khan did attempt to clarify, saying that Ramadevi is his sweet sister And in his long political career, it's not possible for him to say anything what he called bad. He further said that if there is a single unparliamentary word in what he had uttered, then he will declare his resignation from the parliament. Now, Speaker Om Prakash Birla, who was presiding at that time, told Akhilesh Yadav, the Samajwadi Party chief, that it was Azam Khan who needed to apologize for using an unparliamentary word. As Khan rose to speak on the triple talaq bill, the cries of shame became louder and all Samajwadi members in the house then walked out in protest. Ahead of the upcoming Maharashtra elections, National Congress Party Mumbai Chief Sachin Ahir joined the Shiv Sena on Thursday. Ahir joined the Sena in the presence of Party Chief Uddhav Thackeray and his son Aditya Thackeray. He said that some unavoidable political decisions had to be taken considering the prevailing situation. Now, the development comes as a huge jolt to the NCP with the elections in the state due in just 2 months, that's in October. And Ahir also said that Aditya Thackeray told him that the Shiv Sena needed leaders like him who were well-versed in urban politics. The Mumbai NCP chief was a part of the Sharad Pawar-led party since its formation in 1999 and represented the Shivdi Assembly seat in Mumbai from 1999 to 2009. He was later elected from Worli after delimitation of constituencies, and in 2014 he lost the Assembly seat to Shiv Sena's Sunil Shinde. Alright, that's all for today, but we'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you as always. In the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak and continue to follow news18.com for more updates. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.